This is the Day Zero Update for June 11th, 2017. I am Filippo D'Onofo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
I'm Chris Elogi.
And I'm Teresa Sammons.
And we managed to do that without a rundown, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, so this week is E3 week. We should, technically, according to EA, yesterday was the start of E3, but yeah, we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, I gotta say something on that. Schedule creep is a thing, and it's something that hopefully the game industry can kind of come together and solve before it gets even further out of hand.
Yeah.
I don't want to start seeing, like, Thursday and Friday conferences before E3 next year, and that's really where we're in danger of going. Just conferences happening before the press shows up, conferences happening before E3 is supposed to start. My admittedly little experience with E3, part of the appeal of going is getting to actually hang out and shoot the shit with friends around the industry that you otherwise wouldn't even get the chance to hang out with. And spreading all of these press conferences out and getting down to business so early could really put a real damper on the most positive thing about the E3 experience. So that's something that they can get a handle on, because it's really getting ridiculous.
Yeah. To be fair, the EA event was also a fan event, so that was also, I think, public. So that's...
No, I've got my own opinions on that, too, but yeah. moving on.
Yeah. So before we get started to the show proper, we should probably send a little shout-out to Tekken 7, which debuted at number one on the UK sales charts, the all formats top 40, and that's not happened since Tekken 3.
And, I don't know how it's doing in other regions, but this is a really good sign for the Tekken series. It's really back to form.
It really is.
I wish I had a review out right now, but what with E3 prep going on and so many other things, I just haven't had the chance to. It'll happen soon.
Yeah.
Wait, Tekken 3, didn't it debut like just around the turn of the millennium?
Tekken 3 was
arcade in 96 and console in 97, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's a good
20 or maybe console in 98, but I think 97.
That's a good 20 years.
Yep. 20 years. So, but they're back, and it's a fantastic game. I mean, it's weird because Tekken Tag 2 just felt like it was just a mashup of just random systems that really didn't seem to go anywhere.
You were just counting frames constantly and not much else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand the importance of frame data, but you got to have a neutral game. You got to have so many other things, and Tekken 6, Tekken Tag 2 didn't really deliver on that, and that's what brought me to calling it a boring math fighter.
Yeah.
And
Tekken 7, on the other hand, it feels more organic. It feels like you can actually kind of feel your way through it and learn things organically instead of having to, you know, play math.
It feels like a return to Tekken 5, which is what the series really needed.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We just got to get that character select screen filled out now.
Yeah. Well, they're off to a good start there, so we'll see how the DLC goes. Usually we also talk about what we're playing over the week, and I think everybody's...
We're playing E3.
Yeah, we're playing E3, or what would probably be more apt is E3 is playing us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's well said.
Yeah.
So. And we say that with completely zero complaints.
Nope.
Apart from that whole bit about schedule creep, but I have faith that the industry will solve that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the first effort for the whole public E3 in a long time. So, they'll get the kinks ironed out. And maybe next year we'll have press credentials. Who knows? We'll see how that goes. I want to see...
And I'm all hangry because... I got so wrapped up doing my stream last night that I didn't get to call the Chinese food place before it closed. And so I'm going to be going through all my press conferences and podcasts today without Tiny Spicy Chicken or Beef and Broccoli. And
yeah,
I'm a little salty about that.
Oh, yeah. This is bad times.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up calling Pizza Hut or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Bail me out.
It's probably a Papa John's
but
open.
Tomorrow! No, Papa John's is closed on Sundays here.
Oh.
Yeah, Domino's is open, and that's right out front, but I really want Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Just large, thin, and crispy meat lovers with extra cheese feels like it would hit the spot right now.
Yeah.
Just call it the Ark. Give me two of every beast and put it on the.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to EA because they did a thing yesterday.
It was more interesting than I was expecting it to be. I won't be buying any of their games, but they definitely made me feel good about them as a company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they started off with a football movie that they're doing called Madden, which is pretty much how that is. Then there was the soccer movie that they're doing called FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're continuing that story from last year.
Yeah,
but they really believe in this project. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well, I haven't given it a try, so I can't say whether or not it's good or not, but it seems to do well.
As long as it's better than the story mode in NBA 2K14, I'll be happy.
Yeah, but that's a very low bar to set.
Well, 2K set it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Fuck that whole game.
Yeah. So those were two of the sports games that we saw. NBA Live was the third.
That was a weird presentation.
Yeah.
Because that was where the stream started to kick out for me, so I wasn't really able to see much of NBA Live, just about a few seconds of footage.
Which is about what they showed.
Yeah, okay. When they went to go do the gameplay demo, they were actually just showing a replay.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of scrubbing through it and pausing it. I was like, that's not gameplay.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Rendered. But, no, I still stand by my original assessment of that then. It's what they say about the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah. But, yeah. They say they've rebuilt it from the ground up. We'll wait and see. Usually a ground up rebuild in the middle of a generation is not a good thing. So, yeah. 2K just might have the exclusive by default for another year. So, yeah. So that's the three sports games. NHL was nowhere to be seen. And
never is.
Never is, and I don't know why.
Yeah, there's a trailer, but no physical appearance.
Yeah, I just
kind of get the feeling that Rammer's team is something of a black sheep among EA Sports Studios, which is a real shame because they do great work.
Yeah, they're consistently really good, but my guess is just hockey doesn't have as big of an audience as the other three sports, so that's probably why they spend more time on them. You know, what else did we get to see? Oh yeah, Need for Speed Payback. We finally saw gameplay of that.
And the yearly it's just like Burnout Paradise Lies that we get is coming back already.
Yeah.
It's like, it's open world. You can crash in a car, so it's like Burnout Paradise.
Another year, another douchey action racer.
I like to have.
I am kind of amused by the fact that they've got the AI set to average I-5 rush hour traffic.
Yeah,
but I'll be taking a pass on this one. At the same time, I'm still impressed with just the level of interest, the level of passion that's going into this game, and that's going to be a recurring theme throughout our discussion at the EA conference.
Yeah.
So.
And
I like to have the Burnout Takedown cameras in there.
Yeah.
That's a little bit weird, but the gameplay demo they showed after the conference was hilarious because they kept looking behind the car to see the AI coming up, and they would just keep crashing into pedestrian cars or into the track. I was like, your AI is not ready for prime time yet.
That's
what the next few months of development are for.
Yeah. It's just hilarious they kept showing it. It's like, don't show it. It's terrible.
Crashing, yeah.
It's more just hilarious than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something I'm going to be playing, but I definitely am rooting for the developer.
Yeah. I figure once it hits EA Access, I'll probably give it a try, so, you know. Mm-hmm. There's do a free trial of EA Access, try it out, and see if I like it. And probably won't, but whatever.
And that's the sad thing about Need for Speed games. They always handle magnificently, but they can't get the fuck out of their own way. I would love to see these studios work on a straightforward arcade racing game without all the action elements, the ambient traffic, the cops, things like that. Even throw out the open world if need be. Just give me a straight-up racing game with the kind of engine that they put in place for Need for Speed. I would play the shit out of that.
Yeah. So do you remember Need for Speed the Run?
I purchased Need for Speed the Run for like $7.50 at Walmart when I still worked there.
Yeah.
And I never opened it.
Because, you see, that game, if they hadn't, like, bogged it down with a crappy story and bland cinematics and QTEs and bad acting, it's Outrun.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
They won't get out of their own way.
They're capable of doing a really fantastic, you know, arcade-style racer, but they just won't.
I don't think they're interested in it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's them. What else did we see? Yeah, Anthem. This was intriguing. We knew we were going to see the new BioWare IP.
Yeah, I missed this because the stream was cut out for me.
Yeah. This really is interesting. Yeah, so this is interesting. This is actually the project that Casey Hudson was working on before he went over to Microsoft. After he finished work on Mass Effect 3, he founded a new BioWare team with Edmonton. That's actually where a lot of the old Mass Effect developers eventually ended up. So this is if you're still a little salty about, you know, the release of Mass Effect Andromeda, this is going to be a one to keep a lookout on because all those old developers, this is where they ended up.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, BioWare is going to need to make a effort to separate this game's identity from Destiny.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, it looked a lot like Destiny at first glance.
Yeah, it did look a little like Destiny. I also got a little bit of an Attack on Titan vibe from it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I've been hearing, this game's going to be sort of a social thing, kind of like Destiny as well.
Hmm.
But it's probably, you know, whether or not, how they're going to work that, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see. But we'll be getting an actual gameplay, you know, video next week, and E3, so.
Actually, we'll be seeing more of it today at Microsoft's.
Yeah, they basically bunted it saying, hey, here's a little bit, but we'll see more tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is today.
Yep.
They did that a lot.
Yeah.
They did that with Battlefield as well. It's like, hey, we're going to have this new multiplayer experience. You'll see more at Gamescom.
Yeah.
Like, well, thanks for the time.
Yeah. So we should probably talk about Battlefield a little bit because it was there. It looks like a very solid expansion to, you know, what they've already got. I'm glad they're not going full sequel and actually giving this game a little bit more legs. So
They still got more of the season pass to go over. So there's night maps that are coming out during the summer. And in September, they're doing an expansion called In the Name of the Tsar, covering Russian maps for the Eastern Front.
Yep.
And the Women's Battalion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
which did exist.
Yes. I'm sure the internet's trolls will probably have field day because they're horrible.
Now, are we talking about, like, I'm trying to remember her name, Yudmila Pavlichenko?
Probably.
Like one of the most prolific snipers ever?
No, that was World War II.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was she was with the Soviets.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
would be an interesting expansion for, I guess, Call of Duty World War II, since...
But they won't do it.
Yeah, because it's Call of Duty, but yeah. So that was Battlefield. It's another game that they kind of bunted on, so a whole heck of a lot there. Another interesting one that they showed off was A Way Out. This is one of their new EA originals. It's by Joseph Fares, who did Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very ambitious project, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a full co-op game.
Co-op.
Yeah, yep. Local online. Yep. No matchmaking, so you have to know people to play it, which is probably going to make it a very hard sell for a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They might as well just package it as a two-pack.
Yep. And it'll be interesting to see, because it's basically about two prisoners in, obviously, prison that are trying to escape and get to their old life or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about the story.
The other one wants something else.
Yeah.
But I got a distinct odd couple vibe from those two for some reason.
Yeah. And it's cool that the split screen is very dynamic, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
So, like, one character is in, like, a cut scene as they're coming into the prison for the first time, and the other one's sort of nearby, able to walk around and do stuff while they're watching this little ceremony that's going on, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to make a lot of people probably try to see if they can play it with two controllers. One person, two controllers.
Oh, YouTube videos of that will be amazing. I actually liked what I saw there. It's a game that's going to be, I think, hamstrung by just how ambitious it is. I expect that this game is going to be delayed several times, because they're doing the kind of very pretty broad scope of gameplay elements in there.
So, it's like I said, extreme co-op.
Yeah.
This is going to take a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
And hopefully most of the error happens as part of the development process and not once it's out in the wild.
Yeah.
But, and that'll be out early 2018.
No, it won't.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Joseph Fares. That guy is very enthusiastic about what he's doing. And, we need more
There was some manufactured enthusiasm that I'm sure. But there was genuine excitement behind it. And it's really good to see these developers coming out here under the EA banner, no less, and just showing that they're super stoked and, super invested in what they're making and passionate about it. And it really makes you want to see them do well.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the big story of the EA event is developer passion. It seems.
Yep. I got that from Madden as well.
Yeah.
They really went the extra mile to make it as authentic and as professional as they could make it. And I, not going to be playing it. It's just not my bag. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on it and watching streams and watching YouTube videos and see how it shook out because. It's a really fascinating project, and they're really investing heavily of themselves in it.
Yeah.
And passion projects like that are really entertaining, even as kind of a bystander. Whole thing.
Yeah.
So, all the best to all of these teams, and included in that is the Star Wars Battlefront 2 team.
Yeah, which
they might have stole the show.
Yeah, which is the game that they spent the most time on.
Yeah.
And I think deservedly so.
Yes.
Because, wow, that was some of the most fantastic gameplay I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to watch. I love the dude flying the drone just crashes into things for no apparent reason. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you got people that haven't played the game before suddenly start trying to be competitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're just trying to figure out the game. It's like, oh, he didn't know where he was going to fly.
Yeah. And at EA, we're going to get a good bit more of the campaign.
Yeah.
Sony, I think.
So those who don't, the campaign for this game, yes, there is actually a campaign.
Oh, yeah.
This time.
Well, they even highlighted Boyega calling them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually.
I'm not having it the first time around.
It actually looks good because it doesn't go through the sort of typical Star Wars type story. You're actually not only playing for the Empire, but you're playing a sympathetic character who it worked for the Empire.
Yeah.
So.
And they're dropping it right between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens, so it's going to fill in some of the gaps between those two movies.
Is it canon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looked like there was a cyber emperor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a weird little thing in the trailer of this like robot dude with like a I don't know what kind of helmet, but it's like a helmet just starts displaying like a holographic
image of Palpatine. Yeah.
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 Which kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's his basically it's the story that they're saying is that basically it's the holographic records that or a contingency plan that basically Palpatine made before he, just in case he was to die.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Palpatine was a genius, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him have a lot of, to paraphrase TV tropes, Thanatos gambits lined up.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was EA in a nutshell.
There's nothing. One more.
Well, was there?
There was a Seed. They announced their R&D division that's working on Scorpio stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the other big thing for Star Wars was that all the DLC is going to be free. At least for heroes, maps, weapons, and costumes, I think, is the other thing they mentioned.
Yeah,
heroes, vehicles. Maps,
weapons, and vehicles.
And the rest basically are going to be microtransactions. But
microtransactions.
Which is pretty cool to sort of try and buck that trend. For them.
I think this is sort of EA trying to give Activision the finger.
They did a good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially since the first game sold really well, but I imagine the DLC didn't do as well.
Yeah.
No.
This is also the same company that said that they were going to spearhead the movement to make online passes no longer a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Even though they.
Good guy, EA.
Yeah. Okay.
So, they're going to be part of the solution.
Yeah, at least they're trying. So we'll see how well they can do it. Yeah, so we've looked back at yesterday. Now we're going to look ahead to today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Microsoft keynote, which is going to be in a few hours. And what are we thinking?
Right now, as far as I'm concerned, Microsoft is the one who needs to really step up their game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, Nintendo is the one who has the most to lose, because even though,
they're so freshly launched.
Yeah, even though the Switch has done really well, and they've already put out a couple of very well-selling software, they need to really sell the third-party appeal.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... But that's for another time. As far as Microsoft is concerned, though, Microsoft is the one with the biggest hill to climb here.
The cancellation of Scalebound was a catastrophic loss.
Yeah.
They basically yielded the entire first half of the year to Horizon and Zelda, and you just can't do that.
Yeah, and it was a windfall for both Sony and Nintendo. So.
Yeah. And it might have led to insurmountable losses between the Xbox One and the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's ground that they can make up at this point. But if they come out swinging with a huge summer, huge fall, huge holiday season, and it'll take some doing, but what company is better suited with their resources and, their third-party connections to make it happen than Microsoft.
Mm.
And hopefully Phil Spencer's been all over the phones trying to break deals and, get those exclusives, get those big titles to make up the ground that Scalebound cost them.
Mm.
Because this E3 is necessarily going to be about software for them.
Mm.
If it's not, then they're just going to fail to stop the bleeding. And I honestly don't think they can afford to spend more time than they have to talking about Project Scorpio, because it's like I've been saying for the last few years, anytime you're not talking about software, is time that you could be talking about software. And that's never been more critical than it is for Microsoft right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they will spend time on Scorpio. They have to. Because...
Oh, they'll spend time on it. It's just I don't – hopefully not at the exclusion of any games. Like if the show floor opens and we see all these things that they could have featured but didn't because they spent a half hour or whatever blowing smoke about Project Scorpio,
mm-hmm.
then they failed.
Yep. Yeah.
Straight up. But yeah, obviously you've got to outline it. You got to show some features, show the difference between games on the Xbox One and on the Scorpio. Give us a launch date, give us a price point, but then shut the fuck up and show us games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And show us what's going to make us buy Xbox games more than PS4 and Switch games for the balance of the year.
Yeah, I think they get that because they actually extended the length of their conference to cram more games in. So,
good. So yeah. Did they say how long they're going to be going? Or
2 hours at least.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was going to be an hour and a half. They bumped it to two.
They're positioning themselves to succeed. We'll see what they do. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because if you didn't follow on Twitter, Jeff Keighley posted a thing about hearing that it's going to be $500 from his people at Microsoft. Yeah. So that's obviously going all over Twitter, and you get the counter conspiracies of people saying, well, they put that out so that people will be mad, and then they'll announce $400. It's like, that would be the stupidest thing to do, to get people riled up about $500 and then say, oh, no, that's wrong. Fuck Jeff Keighley.
Well, and it would be throwing... It would be throwing Keighley's credibility under the bus.
Yep.
Yeah, that I don't know any serious internet people that consider him have no credibility unless they really take the Doritos stuff that seriously. Because, yeah, that's – I don't think he loses any credibility because obviously he knows people at everybody.
Yeah.
And so he would know that, oh, his people that are there telling him, hey.
Well, no, what I mean is $500. If Microsoft put that out there to Keighley and he breaks it, and then they go out and say $400, they're screwing him over. They're throwing him under the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he necessarily has credibility tied to just that thing. Because I think he's got enough just overall credibility, especially like setting up a bunch of stuff at E3, you know, the Game Awards, all that. I think he can weather whatever people, rational people, will be able to recognize that this was just stuff that was fed to him.
Yeah,
not just he's putting any sort of credibility in line for this.
Yeah. He's just saying, and if it is $500, well, that's actually about where I expect it to end up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So basically launch at the same price that the original Xbox One launched at, but have a whole lot more power behind it. So
Yeah,
no TV, Kinect bullshit, trying to weigh it down, and always online stuff either.
Yeah,
so
TV thing, so.
Yeah. The other elephant in the room that we need to address, I think the guy's name is Jim Ryan over at Sony.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Made that, we talked about it last week, that stupid backward compatibility gaffe.
Hmm.
Do you think Microsoft is going to find a way to just capitalize that and run it straight down Sony's throat? Mm-hmm. That would be a hell of a talking point. And actually pretty good revenge for a few years ago when the before the 180 when they talked about protecting your investment and used games and things like that. That would be pretty good revenge.
Go ahead,
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think that they would be foolish not to once again bring that up, especially for people who are not going to have every console.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll tell you, like, last night I was up till about 1:30 at night playing Soul Calibur 2 HD on the Xbox One. So, you know, I don't have my 360 connected, and I'm still playing this game. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, backwards compatibility is important. I think they really need to, like, double down on it and go full, you know, actually release that allegedly rumored original Xbox PC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then they would be then they would be the only console that would have basically all three generations in one.
And Sony would get caught with their pants down.
Yeah, because they had it, and they took it away with the PS3. Now PS4 will only play PS4 games, or PS3 if you stream them. Or
PS2 if you buy the enhanced editions.
If you buy it again, and yeah, you see so many caveats. I think that's Sony's MO at this point, is why give you features for free if you could just charge people for them all over again?
How Nintendo of them.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we've talked about the kind of sub-stories that are going to go on, you know, going into the Microsoft keynote, but we haven't really talked about what games we might want to see. And where the fuck is Crackdown?
Exactly.
That
development hell?
Yeah.
Well, Christian is over at the event.
Yeah.
Or whatever form of it is at right now. And they have a standee for Crackdown 3. So apparently they're going with Crackdown 3 to acknowledge to people, hey, go check out what Crackdown 2 is. Maybe never come back.
No, don't do that.
Reboot the name. Just call it Crackdown. Move on. Don't ever acknowledge there was a second
game. Don't do the thing.
Oh, God, Crackdown 2.
Oh, this is a 3. Maybe I should play them in order to get caught up on the lore. Oh, God, what's Crackdown 2?
What the hell happened here? It's like, yeah. They were both Crackdown 2. Those were bad times.
Project Gotham Racing 5.
Yes.
It's time, goddammit.
Yes. Yeah. It really is. We need to see that game. We need the radio stations. We need the kudos system back.
We need Gotham TV. That was so fucking ahead of its time.
Oh, and now with the tech that we have and broadband, that's actually like just basically tailor-made for the kind of things that they were trying to do back then.
Yeah, and some good custom soundtrack features in it would be great, like a 2.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Just have it built in like an in-game radio.
Yeah.
All about that.
I think esports is finally ready to receive a PGR game as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, so if you could integrate all that, it would be fantastic.
Yep. I just have to find the team to do it. Hopefully.
Well, they got one.
Yeah, Playground.
We did not need a Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah, we did not need a Forza. Well, that's actually true. We got Forza 7 probably coming this year.
Yeah, I saw a NeoGAF thread about Forza 7. Like, you don't need to leak that. That's a known thing.
Yeah.
Hey, this yearly franchise is going to have another game this year.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's going to be out in the fall. Oh.
Shocking.
E3 ruined. You blew it. Spoil it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. If Forza Horizon 3 takes a couple of years off, I don't think that's going to affect anybody because, that game is big. And just amazing as it is, I think it has enough legs to stand on its own. Especially if you get those expansions that have come out, the Hot Wheels one, which is just ridiculous and fun as hell. So, yeah, they could afford to take a year off and bring Project Gotham back. So, please do that.
Yes,
we
say it every year, but
yeah,
God damn it, it's because it has to happen.
Yeah. So, do we see Gears of War? I don't think so.
No.
We
see Halo.
You know what game would get people excited?
Mm-hmm.
1 vs. 100 returning.
No.
Actually, I'd be cool with that.
Get some nice social games on the service.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed those 1 vs.
All they really need to do is put Uno on the backward compatibility list and call it a day.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not there yet.
I think it's Ubisoft has a license now, so...
No.
They have to work out a deal.
That doesn't mean they can't support
the original.
It.
Yeah. Actually, it does.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a licensed game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we won't see NCAA football on BC anytime soon.
Yeah. So. So, Fable. We do have a little mention of that later, but we might as well talk about it now since since it's relevant. What is it? Fable... I'm scrolling down here.
Fable Fortune.
Fable Fortune. Yeah,
CCG.
It's a collectible card game. It's going to Xbox Preview, and I don't think anybody actually cares.
Yeah.
So let's see Fable 4 instead, because I think people would care about that a lot more. and not cancel it after it reaches alpha, because that would be a bad thing. Or like 3 months before it's supposed to come out, like Scalebound. Not that I'm bitter.
Well, anytime I get bitter about Scalebound, I just think what team was probably working on it, and then I feel okay again.
Yeah. So those are the franchises that we know of.
We more or less know about Halo.
Yeah, Halo is pretty much a given at this point.
I think they're calling it Halo Gravemind.
Yeah. The timing is right.
Yeah.
Another Halo game.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until I was at Walmart the other day and saw the price that Halo 5 was going for.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're not going to let that stand.
Yeah.
They got to have something they can sell for $60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see. Do you think we see Phantom Dust actually come back, or do you think that one's just dead?
I don't know. What are the gameplay specs of the remake like?
There
are the stats.
Don't know. Nobody said anything. So.
I think that's what it's going to ride on. How many people are playing the game they gave away?
Yeah.
And how much are they playing it?
I deleted it because I wanted another 10 gig update.
Oh, jeez.
It kept doing that thing like, please free up 32 kilobits of space. Like, what the fuck are you telling me? Kilobits?
Kilobits.
There's a one
just
point
find
was
a text
to tell
file
me to
in there that you can delete.
Yeah, it's like, just trying to tell me to free up on something. I think it was, no, Sea of Thieves. I think it was trying to tell me free up 0 kilobits of space. I was like, what the hell are you telling me to do?
Yeah, I think that was.
I deleted
bug.
It and re-downloaded it.
Yeah. So
and not played it.
Yeah. So what else? Yeah, we know we're gonna see more of Anthem there. We're gonna get some Scorpio news. We will see Halo, as we've just said.
Yeah. Sea of Thieves
will probably be there. Probably see Call of Duty because that's obligatory.
That's Sony.
Yeah. Okay, oh, Sony's got the exclusive on that?
Yeah, they've had that for a couple years.
Yep.
They're continuing on with that.
Hmm. So, who's next? Well, Assassin's Creed could show up again.
Maybe.
Probably will. I'm expecting probably a lot of really good indie titles, because Microsoft seems to be... Well, they want the indie titles, but they... seem like they're a little hostile to them at sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll get the ID at Xbox montage from Chris Charla.
Yeah.
State of Decay 2 is going to be there. That's Microsoft as well.
Yeah.
That's out this fall.
Come out this year, so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Gotta get your zombie game out there because the last one didn't sell.
Yeah. And then there was that weird project, like, we kind of got a teaser of last year. I can't remember the name, but it was kind of like cyberpunk style. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully we'll figure out what the heck that is. Yeah. Although I think that was Crytek, so that may be, like, something we'll never see. <point. laughs> Yeah. But yeah. Is that pretty much it for Microsoft?
Yeah, I think so.
Anything that isn't speculation, anyway.
Yeah. Well, all I could say is if I can't think of it, then it leaves room for me to be surprised. So,
yeah,
that's a good thing, at least.
Well, this E3, compared to last year especially, is pretty wide open.
Yeah. We're right in the middle of a generation now, so it's pretty much all about games at this point.
Yeah. That'll be nice after the EA show where... basically, everything was expected. Yeah. There were no surprises. One of the things we got wrong in our little prediction thing is that we expected surprises. Yeah. It's like, nope, we know about Madden, FIFA, NBA, Need for Speed, the Bioware thing, one of the indie things, Battlefield, Star Wars, and nothing else.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they had. So.
It's like, this is the most predictable show I've seen in, I think, ever from E3.
Yeah. So let's move on to Bethesda. who have, I think, no, the second latest keynote next to Devolver. This one's going to be at midnight tonight, Eastern time. So screw you guys, but oh well, I'm going to have to stay up late and watch this. All I can say is it's only been a year since Doom came out, but I think we definitely need to go back there. There is room for improvement. If they do Doom 2, they really need to make it to open it up a bit more, not rely so much on those closed-in arenas, which got really old really fast. That was my problem with it. And what the fuck were they thinking doing platforming in the Doom game? No, seriously, is there any particular reason I need to climb a tower?
No.
Other than the fact that they make you do it. No.
No. If they want to go work for Nintendo developing those games, then get the fuck out of Bethesda.
Yeah.
Well, Capcom could use the help.
Yeah.
So,
Doom 2, Hell on Earth, bring it back. Make it good. That's all I can say. What else have we got for Bethesda? Two new IPs, apparently rumored. Not entirely sure what.
Yeah, we're thinking Evil Within. And
we already know that the Evil Within 2 sequel.
That's not a new IP though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't expect they'll spend too much time on the Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind since that's now out.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And us screaming people in the audience for that.
Yeah. Fallout probably they'll probably spend a little bit of time on. Well, maybe announcing an expansion. I don't know. We'll see. Fallout
the VR thing.
Yeah, VR stuff. I don't know that you would spend a whole heck of a lot of time on there. The installed base for VR is not huge. If you want to build it, sure. But you need the audience there.
Yeah.
Probably less than 10% of people who would probably be attending that would probably actually have a VR headset to even use it on. So.
Yeah, but if you want a big VR game, right there's one.
Yeah,
Fallout. VR.
Yeah.
Here's a game that already runs pretty poorly on everything. Let's play it in VR.
Yep. So,
It's also heavily rumored that
Fallout 4, maybe they could include a free barf bag with every copy.
Yeah. It's more or less, not in words, but more or less confirmed that we're probably going to see Wolfenstein the New Colossus as well.
Yeah, which I wouldn't be mad at.
Because I've been itching to shoot some Nazis and...
Yeah, I expect we'll see a lot of Nazi shooting this year. And I think that's very timely and
thematically proper.
Yeah. So, let's see some of that. What does he expect?
Really Quake Champions.
Quake Champions, although I don't know if they'd make a huge deal about it since that game's just about ready to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also got QuakeCon coming anyway. So
it's last-minute hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending if they're going to launch it tonight or not.
Yeah, I think they'll probably turn it on tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at midnight, server admin will not be sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, crap! Where's all this traffic coming from? Oh, E3. God damn it. Yeah.
And you thought your job sucked.
Yeah. So how about going back, way back into Bethesda's history and doing another Wayne Gretzky hockey?
Crickets. Is everybody considering that?
I don't really know what void it would fill right now.
Yeah.
We do need an arcade hockey game, but that wasn't the right Wayne Gretzky. I don't know. I would like to see EA step up with an NHL 2-on-2 open ice challenge if we were going that route. But Bethesda's Gretzky was sort of an attempt at a simulation before platforms were remotely ready for it. I just don't see the point.
It's fun to think about, though.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, and there's Bethesda is another wild card. I mean, they're a company that's pretty much capable of making just about anything at this point. And, they don't seem to be locked into the, you know, sequelization. Yes, they've got their sequels and their successful franchises, but they're not above opening up to new IPs. So, yeah, I expect we'll probably see at least one new IP that we've never heard of before.
So, I would hope so.
Yeah. You think maybe it's time to go back to Hexen?
I hope so. that's been long overdue. If that's what id's doing, then I'm totally okay with waiting another year and a half or so for another Doom.
Yeah.
Hexen on on the new id Tech 6. Yes, please. I'll have some of that. Make it as as brutal as Doom was. We're good. Don't do those whole arena battle things because those are stupid. That's what Quake Champions is for.
Yep.
Let them get that all out of their system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's owned by Activision. Since I think that was a Raven game.
Yeah, that was Raven. But actually, I think the... I don't know. I don't know.
I'm looking at the wiki because I know that it was published by id, but the later games were Activision published.
Yeah.
So that might be down in Activision hell.
What about Heretic then? Is there a divide there that they could sort of make a loophole of?
I don't know. It's the same. Hmm. And it says Raven developer, Activision publisher.
Yeah. One of the things that I do remember from reading Masters of Doom is that when in the early days of id, one of their stipulations was that they retained the IP rights. So, if they held on to that, then they're probably still good. So, we'll just have to wait and see there.
We can hope.
Yep. Which brings us to the PC gaming show, and that's one that we're like, I don't know what we're going to see because this show is completely different and just weird every year.
They set the bar pretty low last year, so.
Last year was like boring. I don't even know what the hell happened there because it was just a bunch of games we'd already seen before.
Yeah.
I think I eventually stopped tweeting stuff because I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
Well, wasn't there another event going on at the same time?
Yeah, AMD was doing an event too at the same time, so that wasn't helping anything.
Yeah, I think one of the things that was announced for the show is Clay Entertainment's going to announce their new game there. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to see from the people that made Don't Starve and Mark of the Ninja.
Hmm.
Which, talk about a game that needs to come out on PS4 and Xbox One, Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah, what are they waiting for? So what can we say about PC? Not a whole lot. This show really needs to highlight the diverse stuff that is on.
Yes,
PC.
I'll be honest. You want to see what I want to see more of? I don't know if you guys have heard of this survival horror PC game called Agony.
No,
I don't really follow the genre. So
basically the. You know what? Just go online and look. it's you know how they said Doom looked hellish? Yeah, it's got nothing on Agony. Just nothing whatsoever.
Yeah. Nightmare fuel.
It is 100% floor to ceiling, balls to the wall nightmare fuel.
Nice.
Yeah, so they got on the PCGamingShow.com page, they got speakers up now. So there's 2K and Firaxis.
Okay.
Expect something from them. Battletech. I don't know who they are.
Ooh.
Oh, the MechWarrior. Okay.
Oh.
Either that or the turn-based one that's going into beta soon.
See, Bohemian Interactive, we know about them. Cygames, we know about them. Intel is going to be there because they sponsored it. Clay is on there. Nexon, so that's mobile stuff. Oculus, so lots of VR. Ooblets, OOBLETS. That's a game about farming creatures and adventure. Okay, it's a Teresa game.
Where's the lie, though?
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Yeah, apparently, they got a Steam page already, so probably check that out. Nexon's probably going to be Lawbreakers. So I've seen that mentioned as well. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is going to be on there, so they're probably announced some new stuff for that.
Yeah.
Raw Fury. Okay, they're a publisher. They published Gunner.
And they also did Kingdom.
And Tormentor, Punisher. So they're publishing stuff on Switch and PC at the moment.
Yeah. I'll be watching that.
Let's see. Ready at Dawn's on there. So whatever new game they're working on. As their last one, Deformers, is failing.
Yeah.
Hardcore, because they gave a bunch of it away for free and everybody else found out it's bad. Like, they had no tutorials. Apparently beta people were telling them to put tutorials in it, and they said, we'll think about it.
Yeah. Already knows how to play your game, so that's kind of a problem.
Yeah. Sega's going to be there. It's probably Football Manager and stuff like that. That's their Euro side. Tripwire, we mentioned them before, and Xbox, obviously.
Yeah.
So, there'll be some stuff there.
Yeah. Who I don't see on that list are Xseed or Atlas.
Yeah.
Well, Atlas isn't, huge. They're not. But Xseed certainly is.
Yeah. I don't think they would necessarily be at that sort of show. It's typically not
they could be there to announce Zero no Kiski and Ao no Kiski.
Yeah, I don't think there's that much in the way of Japanese stuff on that show.
Yeah.
That's usually where all the Euro disc.
Yeah, it's mostly Euro and North America. There's a big hole not being filled there. So, yeah, that's a potential for improvement for next year, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably still be a worthwhile show to watch, so we'll give that a look tomorrow. Finally, we can speculate a little bit on Ubisoft, because, first off, Aisha Tyler not going to be hosting the show this year, so party foul. No, just, that's bad.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I want to know.
I mean,
Archer is definitely out of production for the season. They were done a while ago.
Yeah.
Why not? What's she doing?
I don't know.
I'm just more worried about what they're going to get to replace her, because they've had some real shit over the years.
What they're going to get to replace her. I love that you're like thinking of her replacement as an entity at this point.
Think back a few years. Am I wrong?
No, not really.
Can't wait again for the long-awaited return of Mr. Caffeine.
Oh, God.
I think it's just supposed to be in-house Ubisoft people.
Yeah. Right. So like everybody will have a French directors. Accent, probably.
Oh, I'm going to need beer.
Yeah.
Now, is it possible that we're going to see more of Beyond Good and Evil 2 this year, or are they going to wait for that for Nintendo, since it's going to be coming out on the Wii first? The Switch.
I'm not expecting to see it, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's pretty much the only thing that could make me care about this press conference at this point.
Yeah. I forgot. There is Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
It's the Ubisoft show sponsored by White Genocide.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Dan Hay? He's a very scary dude.
Yeah.
Actually, he could probably host the entire press conference, and I would be okay with that. Because that guy is amazing.
Maybe that's how they're going to save it.
Yeah.
Just get the guy that that led the development on For Honor. Have him just do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they do have...
That'd be good.
Well, if they can, get that kind of level of, entertainment value and out of it, then sure.
Well, if you want entertainment, you bring the Trials guys out.
Oh, God.
Those guys are nuts.
If they go the EA route and just show how invested and passionate their developers are about what they're working on, then they can probably go out and have a pretty good show.
Yeah. Well, there's potential there. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see what they've got. I mean, we're going to see for sure. We will see Tom Clancy. That's pretty much guaranteed that there will be a new Tom Clancy type of title. I would expect probably Splinter Cell, because that's taken enough of a break at this point that they could bring it back.
Yeah.
Ghost Recon Wildlands is out, so I don't expect them to talk about that. Probably don't expect to see Watch Dogs 3, unfortunately.
not yet, at least.
Yeah. The Crew 2 will be there. There's no doubt about that. Assassin's Creed will probably be making its return.
Well, they're already hyping that.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least this time, though, they decided to, they took a year or two off this time so they could actually have time to develop a game.
After, what was it, the last one, Syndicate? Mm-hmm. Kind of fell flat with people because it was just basically the same thing over and over again, and it didn't feel like it had any personality whatsoever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was also still, sort of... It was also because it kind of dragged some of the shit that went down with Unity along with it as well. I mean, not that it didn't necessarily have the problems that Unity did, but just
Unity's fish is loaded.
Just the reputation alone, kind of.
Yeah.
When you have a yearly series, usually it's the game that's after the shitty one that takes all the beating for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people buy the shitty one, say, this is shit, I'm not buying the next one. And it sells poorly.
Yeah. And this was also the one that basically your only interaction with that you could have with children in that game were to, like, pay them to... this is not going to sound right. It's basically you could pay them to just, steal things for you. That's pretty much...
Yeah, pickpockets.
Yeah, pickpockets. Street...
Oh, it's going to be a clicker game?
Street urchins. So
you just pay for more thieves to steal more stuff, and then the numbers go up.
I think that was kind of a little bit tone deaf in that. You have no way of actually helping these kids get off the street. The only thing you can do is just basically pay them.
This is what they are for.
Yeah, so that was kind of crass and tone deaf, and I think maybe a little bit of reevaluation probably would have been good for the series at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What else can we think about for Ubisoft? Rayman? Do we see a new Rayman? Maybe in 3D again?
No.
I hope not.
No.
We do know, however, there's going to be that as far as Nintendo is concerned, there's going to be that Mario RPG and Rabbids crossover.
Yeah. I'm really trying to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we kill all Rabbids? Because
Can we just have a purge of them industry-wide?
They're starting to turn into the minions.
Yes, they really are.
They were the minions before the minions.
It's true.
I was just about to say, it's the kind of crap that you put your kid on and you walk out of the room. And minions is very apt here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everything's sponsored by minions.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Here's your minions underwear. Here's your minions Doritos. I don't know. What else? As for Beyond Good and Evil, that's going to be announced exclusively through Michelle Ancel's Instagram.
Oh.
That's where we've gotten all the news before.
That's a great place to put it.
It's the only place it actually exists is on his Instagram comments.
Apparently that's where it's being developed, so...
No wonder it's taken so fucking long.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Do it one photo at a time. Yeah, what else we see? Just Dance probably going to be there.
Going to be there.
Probably Just with Dance way more time than it deserves.
Yeah.
Is this the 70th one they've had so far?
I don't know. It's like they do one every 6 months or so, it seems. I don't know.
It sells.
Yeah, it still sells. And every single console has to have one, so that's the thing that happens.
I think I mentioned this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but I was at the store a while back. I actually saw that there was still a Wii version, not a Wii U, but a Wii version of Just Dance 2017.
Yep.
Nintendo is still giving out production slots for Wii games.
That's the prototypical Walmart game.
Yep.
It really is, yes.
Yeah.
But it could be a gateway drug, but no, it's really not. It's for people who watch reality TV all the time.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Well, it's not even comedy. It's a straight up just fact.
Yeah.
I can't laugh at it because it's not a joke. It's an assessment.
Yeah.
It's just telling it like it is.
Yeah. So, do you think we'll see stuff, expansions for The Division and maybe Siege?
Division, they announced a second year of content, all free, so that's good.
Yeah. And what else could we do? What about? Oh, one thing I do know.
Rainbow Siege stuff.
Yeah,
Rainbow Six.
Some more Rainbow Six Siege stuff.
There's a game I'd get into if I didn't have to play with randos all the time.
Yeah, and get yourself a group together and play that. But one series I think might actually be making a comeback because shockingly, Rocksmith 2014 is still selling and still doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just remastered it like a year ago.
Yeah.
So. Which is a weird concept, remastering a 2014 game.
Yeah, well.
Like a game with 2014 in the title.
Yeah.
It's like if they remastered Madden 13 for 2018.
No, they remastered NHL 09 for 2015, so.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, that didn't really count. I don't know why they called it remaster, this was just basically taking Rocksmith 2014 and putting it on the current gen consoles. They couldn't call it Rocksmith 2014 because that would have been, this is.
Yeah, they're not going to call it Rockstar 2014 port.
Yeah. They call it something and they called it remaster.
Yeah, the marketing department gets a vote, unfortunately. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So
it's remastered.
Yeah. And it also shows that it's the same game as before. It's just, looks better.
At least it has long legs, so there's maybe not a need to keep sequelizing it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That gives the development team behind it time to actually bake the features, for the next one. From what I've heard from people who have been, playing it extensively, it's like, in fact, they have actually learned to play guitar using that.
Really?
Cool.
Well, because you have to.
All right.
It's, you don't have a guitar controller. You have a
guitar. Yeah, this isn't Guitar Hero or Rock Band. This is actual instruments.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an actual instrument interface.
Not aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
kind of cool.
Yeah. So it's very cool. There's a mode in there where you can just go in and jam, and then like the band will just like kind of follow along with you, and it's like it's actually shockingly good.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like a Space Invaders mode where you shoot down the aliens with different chords. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's I'm kind of surprised I haven't gotten into it, but I might check that out at some point. I really do want to learn. So. So Ubisoft, they have a lot of potential stuff there. For me, Ubisoft excels when they bring out the kind of stuff that you never expect. Syndicate is EA now, so can't really say that. But, Prince of Persia really would be due for another reboot, I would say. Do it right this time.
It's been a while.
Yep. The last, I think it was the 2008 Prince of Persia, was actually quite good, except until you got to the end, and then you realized that you had to buy the ending, which was dumb. I don't know why they did that, but that was really, really dumb.
Yeah, the time they tried to reboot it before that, it became Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't do that. That's bad. So
it's going to turn into another franchise, so the series never comes back.
So we'll move on to the rest of the news of the week, because otherwise we're going to probably be here for 3 hours. So we'll start off with there's a new Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer available.
Boy. Actually, there's going to be two, because right now we got a sort of a teaser for what we're going to be seeing at E3. But we got more gameplay and a bit more story info as well.
What's the point? You're not going to see it before 2020.
Yeah,
there's no point in talking about this game until E3 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an orchestra concert last night that this released after it, and it's Japanese, so you get to see what some of the Japanese voices for some of the characters in there, which is really weird as somebody that's only known the American voices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Japanese James Woods.
Yeah. So, that's a thing. You can watch it if you want. You're not going to be playing it for a good long time.
I actually would recommend watching it, because it actually looks really good.
Yeah, I'm not saying the game doesn't look good. It's just you ain't playing it anytime soon.
Yeah, why make a big deal out of it if you're not going to be playing it for 3 fucking years?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you got to release it every so often so that Kingdom Hearts fans don't slit their wrists.
Yeah, it was actually Nomura himself who went on stage and showed this at that concert.
Yeah.
Please keep me relevant.
Yes, it still exists. Yeah, anyways. Next up, Roll7, the developers of Aliali, have announced Laser League going into early access, and it will be, when is it coming out? Yeah, the late 2017, it looks like.
Yeah, this is their attempt at like a futuristic sports game.
Yeah.
It looks pretty crazy, like a mix of like Tron and Rocket League a little bit.
Yeah.
Where you're messing with these weird laser grids and trying to... I don't know what the whole point is. It's like two teams fighting over laser grids and somehow trying to get them to turn their color. It's a little bit of a weird concept.
Yeah.
Like Tron and, they call it like Tron and Dodgeball.
Okay. this is intriguing. I will have to look at this.
Yes.
Yeah. Tron and Dodgeball. That's, yeah. That's the thing I like. What else do we see? Microids are bringing a bunch of their games to the Switch. The Siberia Trilogy is going over there. Flashback Remastered, Gear Club, Black Seed. Yeah, they're all Switch-bound.
It's actually Black Sod, I think.
Black Sad.
Black
Sad. Oh, it's Black Sod. I know because I know the comic it's based on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also coming out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC as well.
Hmm.
Late 2018 for Black Sod. Let's see. Late 2017 for everything else but the third Siberia game.
Hmm.
So they're releasing that stuff staggered a bit.
Yeah, it's
for the most part.
Better than just dumping it all at once.
Yeah.
Here you go, dude.
And it should be noted that Gear Club game is Gear.club.
Oh.
Which is a weird name. It's like they're trying to figure out how to get a name similar to Drive Club, but without any of the stigma attached to it.
Gear.club. Well, I'll probably have to try it. Cause
I would assume that's the website for the
game. Yeah. It better be, otherwise somebody needs to register that shit.
Let's see. Okay, it is.
Yeah, I think. Good.
Oh, good.
So they were thinking about that.
I don't know. There's no name. Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Gear.club, Experience True Racing. It's on mobile now.
Yeah.
So there's the sort of game you're getting.
Hmm. Well,
oh,
I don't know.
Driving, they got a nice YouTube video here. It says, driving YouTubers crazy. Okay.
That's not what we want. No. And speaking of things that we didn't know we wanted, apparently Accolade still exists. Or actually, the name's been kind of taken out of the closet and dusted off for a brand new Bubsy game.
Yeah, so the company that is bringing Accolade back is called BillionSoft.
Yeah.
They're a Hong Kong-based IP management company. They also own the Humongous Entertainment brand. GT Interactive, Spectrum Holobyte, MicroProse, and Atari, I guess. So this is the first game of their sort of resurgence of all these IPs.
Yeah.
And this is made by the developers of the recent Gianna Sister games.
Oh, there's pedigree there.
This whole broader project that they're working on with these old IPs and... companies could be really interesting to watch over time.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to result in some real shit being made. But there's just something intrinsically fascinating about it as well.
Yeah. And they definitely got the attitude down for this particular character, so. I think they brought the original voice actor back.
Have you seen the Twitter stuff about
this? Oh, God, did they? Really? Mm-hmm.
The Twitter stuff is a lot of the Sonic the Hedgehog account replying like, is that you, Bubsy? What have you been doing? Then some of the Mega Man account joined in on that.
Oh, God.
I was like, this is what Twitter is now. It's brands interacting with
Sega
each other.
And Capcom hire awesome social media people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not, but the thing is, Bubsy has never been good.
Yeah.
Like, all the Bubsy games are terrible.
Point. Well, the first one was less terrible than the rest of them, but it was still pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, well.
And then it just got progressively worse and worse.
Yeah, until it culminated into the mixed pot of shit that was Bubsy 3D. Yeah. On the other hand, with the folks behind Gianna Sisters doing the development, it could actually turn into a good game. So if you like those kind of platformers, this one actually might end up being good.
That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Bubsy comes back after like 20 years of nothing.
Being
and...
a butt of jokes and comes back with a good game.
And now we just need Titus to come back and do
it. Oh, there's your whole plot right there. There's your whole plot right there.
Yeah.
Bubsy trying to prove that he can actually...
A redemption story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Oh, if it was completely self-aware and just shit on the fourth wall all the time and...
Mm-hmm. Well, he did that anyway.
Yeah, that was basically the sort of...
Self-deprecating jokes about the games in the 90s and...
Exactly. Yeah. He did that too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This could actually be pretty good then.
Yeah. Yeah, there's potential here for it to not suck.
It could, but damn if I'm not a pessimist on this one.
Well,
we got the right team. And
The team's there. It's being... I don't know how it's going to be. I mean, they're bringing back the Accolade name. They could have just brought back Bubsy on, with whatever... whatever publisher name they wanted to. But they chose to go back and dig Accolade out of the dustbin, basically. And,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that if it's the start of something broader. This maybe, is the first, and then maybe we see a resurgence of Test Drive. I would be okay with that.
Well, there's something else that... warrants discussion too.
Hmm.
Accolade was to Sega as Tengen was to Nintendo.
Basically, initially, yeah.
I would be interested in seeing those kinds of activities going on. It might be difficult to happen in 2017, but if they really wanted to be super true to the name, then they could do some really interesting shit.
Yeah.
And I think the industry is ready for something kind of disruptive like that to happen again.
Yeah. Comes with its own mod chip. Yeah. So we'll look forward to that. It's a thing I didn't... It's one of the first E3 surprises, I would say. That's for sure. It's like, what the... Is this even doing here? But anyway.
Next thing you know, we're going to end up getting a... What was that old Hudson character?
Master Higgins?
The Bat.
What's his face?
Arrow the Acrobat?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
And then the Kamikaze Squirrel or whatever his name was.
Yeah, Zero.
Then they start showing up and it's going to be like, it's a 90s mascot platformer reunion.
Where everybody's making better games than Sonic now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad but true right now. Yeah.
And then Interplay will pop up and all of a sudden Booger Man returns.
Oh god. That almost
they
happened,
tried that
actually.
On Kickstarter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to WayForward's new game, which is a tie-in with the Mummy movie. And it's the Mummy Demastered, because that's what WayForward does. Apparently they can't make anything with proper 3D graphics, they do 2D. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
It's based on how the Mummy movie actually was. I think the game is probably going to end up being better than the movie. So
the movie,
sometimes.
Movie was basically okay. So you know how like in all the Marvel movies, there's the post-credit sequence that's sort of like a mini teaser to the next. The next movie in the Marvel universe is showing up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's basically the entirety of the Mummy movie.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
But that should actually make for a pretty good movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, it didn't.
It didn't. Yeah.
So, yeah, check that out. It
kind of looks a bit Metroid-ish.
Yeah.
It's like a mini-map on there.
Hmm.
Not much else we can really tell. Just shoot a shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's way forward. I mean, it can't be terrible. So, you know, they've been doing good stuff lately, so.
What's here?
Yeah, we talked about this briefly the other night, about CD Projekt Red having their files held for ransom, and they basically said, yeah, screw you guys.
Yeah. Me ain't afraid of you.
Yeah.
And they basically said the files are early stuff anyway. They're not really representative of what the game is currently.
Yeah. There's also sort of a conspiracy theory that's been going around that since, you know, Cyberpunk 2077 is probably going to be shown at E3 this year, and since, you know, in the Cyberpunk world, hackers are supposed to be more or less the protagonists, that this is more of a publicity stunt than anything.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who wondered about that.
Well, if it is, it's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's wait and see on that, because I do want to see me some Cyberpunk 2077.
Well, we're probably going to see it this year.
Yeah.
I mean, all the Witcher content they did is done. The only other project, that's literally the only project they've got going.
Yeah.
So, and we do know for a fact that they're, you know, we know that this is literally the only other project they've got, so.
Oh, yeah. They got Gwent.
Yeah, but
that doesn't take as much.
Yeah, and all the hard development on is already done anyway. So
No, but that's their money making operation right now
at the moment.
Yeah,
well, that and GOG.
Yeah.
So Phil, GOG has a bunch more of Steam games you can claim for free on GOG.
Oh yeah, already did.
Just might check it out. It's like, oh, we got 30 new games. Like, oh, that's great. More games I'm not going
to play over here. But yeah, I did that. It's, I like that. I still like that they do that. It's, having all of my stuff in different places is a good thing.
I agree with you there.
Yeah. And what else we got here? Yeah, Shenmue 3 not showing up this year. We speculated on this already. It's probably slipping to fall 2018 at this point.
To give Sega a chance to put out Shenmue HD.
Yeah.
Mm. Then one of the negative things about Kickstarter is that when you put up a project, all of the rewards you offer have to have a date when they're supposed to be delivered by.
Mm-hmm.
And for games, is probably the least place to make an accurate guess on that stuff, because you don't even have the money, that you don't know what budget you're working with.
Yeah.
Or anything like that, unless it's the sort of projects where it's like, we're in the final stretch. We just need some money to help pay for, you know, the final stuff we need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like, well, fuck it. We can pick this date. We don't know if we're going to hit it.
Yeah.
But they require a date, so people get mad about that. It's like, you know, you got to know that anything you're going to get out of this is not going to happen by that date anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they're like super, super organized and already know everything in advance and happen to have a time machine so they can know exactly when they're going to ship the game and then go back and then make their Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that's a thing that they have. So.
And I think they were just barely starting with their engine and all that at the beginning of this. So I think there's only one reward here that's been paid out, and that's the $5 tier where you get Yu Suzuki's thanks and praise, and so they delivered that by August 2015.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to delay the game for that. So, you know, that's easy one to do. So next up we got Fortnite, which exists, and it's coming out into early access July 25th. It looks like.
Yep. $40 and up if you want to pay to get in early.
Yeah. I don't care.
I think they got a $150 version if you want to get in. If you want to go all in on a game you've never played before.
That's something you'd know all about, Chris.
No Man's
Sky. I knew what No Man's Sky was. I don't know what Fortnite is. Yeah. The game just came in existence right now.
Yeah. This is
$150, you get an exclusive epic weapon, rare starter hero pack for 8 heroes, rare starter weapon pack for 4, gives you 4 weapons and a trap. Exclusive Founder's Pistol, okay. 2 exclusive in-game Defenders. 2 digital standard editions for friends. Okay, so that's to give out to friends. And exclusive Founder's Chat Channel. You get to pay for an exclusive chat. Okay. They got more details below. Oh, 99 pinata packs. That's what their loot is. You hit a pinata and it busts open with your loot.
Oh, joy. So, yeah, I don't know why you would pay $40 or $150.
200 extra vault inventory slots. 10 extra backpack inventory slots. Okay. This is all weird.
Stretching for what they can charge you for.
40 XP boosts for you and to share. I don't know why you'd buy this thing.
I don't know either. And
if you can wait, it's going to be out in open beta in 2018 for free.
Yeah.
It's a free-to-play game, so.
Yeah, it's a free-to-play game. It looks like kind of a mix between a building and a tower defense game, so.
Yeah, kind of like if you had to build up before, like a Left 4 Dead-style horde thing.
Yeah, so.
But with more cartoony vibe, like Team Fortress 2.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can play that, I guess, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, Edmund McMillan's new game is, it's called The End Is Nigh. It's coming to PC on the 12th of July. And it's, it's a thing.
Yep.
Pixel art, one of those brutal platformer games. Seems like a lot like Super Meat Boy, if I'm...
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the developer he partnered with on this is Tyler Glale, who made Closure.
Mm-hmm.
They also worked together on a previous game called Aether, A-E-T-H-E-R.
Yeah.
They definitely have some history together, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, if you like those kind of single-screen type platformers, and
yeah.
Me personally, it's like, everything is so freaking tiny! No, I'm not going to play that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of profanity in that trailer, though, so beware of that.
Yeah, it's like a YouTuber Let's Play, but the main character is doing the commentary.
Yeah. So. Next up, we got an announcement from Atlus. They're going to be localizing 3 more 3DS games for North America. Details on that are?
It's Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth, Radiant Historia, Perfect Chronology, and Shin Megami Tensei, Strange Journey Redux.
Nice.
Etrian Odyssey is out this fall, and the other 2 games are out early next year.
So, 3DS still getting love.
Good.
Even though Switch is probably going to be taking over a lot of people's time,
Oh, yeah.
We're at late-stage 3DS at this point, so it's all good.
Well, if they're still doing... a Just Dance game for the Wii.
Yeah.
they understand the installed user base.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that next E3 we're still hearing about new 3DS games.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will. So. Other Atlus news. They'll be publishing VanillaWare's 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh.
No dates, but...
we don't know what the dates are. We don't know what the platforms yet, but we are going to see it this year, and we are probably going to get some of that information as well.
Yeah, and it's a VanillaWare game. It probably will look really cool, and it will kick your ass.
Well, there's already screenshots out there. Yeah. So,
and surprising thing is there's no ridiculous proportions to these characters.
Nah.
Actually, I wouldn't go that far. There's at least one that is.
Well, I'm talking about the 2
and keep
characters.
Keep in mind, we haven't seen the whole cast yet either.
Yeah. There's 2 characters. Remember in this mech right now.
This is VanillaWare. This is George Kitami or Kamitani, whatever his name is. Yeah. So, and everyone knows he knows what he likes, and
it's well documented what he thinks of people who have a problem with that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. So look forward to that. I'm expecting, well, it would probably be PS4. It would be a smart bet to think that it would come out on that platform. So,
yeah.
PC. Yep. Yeah. So the Sniper Elite devs have just announced a new game called Strange Brigade coming to PS4, Xbox One, PC. It's coming soon at some point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looks pretty weird on the trailer. So the name seems to be quite accurate.
Yeah, it's strange.
It seems like a third-person co-op shooter, maybe four players. And it seems like you're a group of British explorers exploring like a Aztec temple or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they happen upon a bunch of zombies.
Because of
zombies and shit, yeah. And the whole trailer is really nicely done. It's like a 1930s serial show.
Yeah.
It's like overly dramatic narration and all that.
Yeah.
So that'd be nice if that continues through the whole game.
Yeah. It looks neat. I'll have to give this a look. I mean, the Sniper Elite games are definitely not been for me, but yeah, this looks like a different style for them, so
check
that out.
Sniper Elite is basically the type of game you want to play if you want to get a sniper simulation that isn't as, you know, how can I put it?
Serious?
It's like the Mortal Kombat of sniper simulation games.
Well, yeah, that, but it's also a bit more accurate towards how sniping mechanics actually work.
Yeah.
Because unlike...
So you sit in the same place for 3 days and shit yourself?
No, but it can certainly feel like it, because the way the game works is, okay, so like if you're playing Call of Duty and you're a sniper, everybody knows that, you know, to get a headshot, you just put the head between, you know, and the crosshairs and boom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't work that way in the real world because there's this thing called gravity.
Wind shear, all sorts of stuff.
You also have to account for your own breathing, so that's another thing that you got to be aware of.
But on the plus side, you do get to shoot Hitler in the testicles. So
see it in Mortal Kombat X-ray style.
Glorious 3D.
So
just watch him go pop like balloons.
Yeah. So
surprisingly, he still has both of them.
So, in other news, Cryptic Studios is working on a Magic the Gathering RPG for a PC.
I'm actually surprised it took this long.
God damn it.
Oh, you have thoughts.
God damn it. Now I'm going to have to share all my shit and the computer and stuff with Scott. This is my domain. Why are they doing this to me?
Well, it's also coming to consoles, so you might be able to shove it off there.
Okay, we could do that.
Oh, dear.
I don't really know what kind of RPG just yet, but it'd be interesting to see what that turns into.
Yeah. Because
Like they just announced the deal itself.
Yeah, they didn't actually announce, like, screenshots or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that they're doing it. So, that's pretty cool. I don't know. The Magic the Gathering games that have come out on console have actually been pretty good. So, you know, if you like those sorts of games, this might be an interesting take on it. So what do we have here? Yeah, we're just going to move through as many of these as we can. So,
yeah.
We're still good for time. Yeah, we're all right for now. So Dissidia Final Fantasy NT finally confirmed for a PS4 early 2018 release.
We've only been hyping this game for 2 fucking years.
Yeah, and it's about time they freaking got around to actually announcing the console version. So.
Yeah, and they got Team Ninja working on this.
Yep. Yeah, they're the ones that have been doing a great job of it so far. All of the characters have been really cool. They've been very definitely.
I'm
going to
take a wild guess that... I'm going to take a wild guess that Tifa Lionheart is one of the characters you can play.
Has she actually been?
I don't think Tifa's been announced yet.
That is surprising, considering who it is that developed this game.
Yeah. Cloud and Sephiroth are currently the only Final Fantasy VII representation.
Yeah. Like I said.
Yeah, this is Team Ninja after all, so.
This is their wheelhouse where...
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a site with the list of all the characters on it so far.
Yeah, and not all of them have been revealed yet.
No, they said when it first came out in the arcades that there were going to be at least 50 characters.
Yeah.
So, and they do the tech and time release thing from years gone by, so.
Yeah, I think we're up to, we're in the high 30s now, maybe?
I don't think
this one has about 29 on it, I think.
Yeah.
So we're going to give me that link.
Yeah, Cloud, Cecil, Virion, Warrior Blight, Garland, Sephiroth, Squall, Zidane, Tidus, Lightning, Kuya, Kane, Kuja. Okay. Mm-hmm. Their font is a little bit weird. So, Ramza,
by the way.
Yeah, Vaughn, Bartz, Onion Knight, Ace, Shantotto, that's from 11 or 14, I don't know which one.
11.
Ishtola, Terra, the Emperor, and Kefka.
Hmm. So yeah, still so plenty more slots to be filled in there, so.
And they got summons as well.
Yeah. I don't know why they called it NT, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
New title! That's the Final Fantasy name right there.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Final Fantasy, no title.
That could be too.
So, in other news, Telltale announced Minecraft Story Mode Season 2.
Okay.
Surprising absolutely nobody. That's coming out July 11th. So, yeah.
It's their one kid-friendly property they have.
Yeah, the only one.
Yeah.
It does well.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so well they expanded the season last year.
Yeah.
From five episodes to eight, which was really stupid to begin with because the arc ended in episode four. So episode five started a new arc with no new episodes announced until they announced it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got to pay us another $15 for the rest of the story.
That was kind of sleazy. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, Ninja Theory's new game, Hellblade. What's her name?
Senua's
Sacrifice, August 8th release date. $30. It's Ninja Theory. It's
pretty good.
Yep, it looks good. It will kick your ass, probably. That's because that's tends to be what Ninja Theory's games tend to do.
Yes.
So, coming out consoles, I would imagine.
PS4 and PC.
And now we got a whole crap ton of Pokemon news. Ultra Sun,
soon.
Ultra Moon. Yep.
Ah.
Yeah, those are hitting.
So no Sinnoh remakes for us.
Yeah, those are hitting November 17th. We got here. Let's see, Gold and
Silver.
They
show a Pokemon trailer, a Pikachu trailer. In this picture here, it looks pretty neat. Here's where the Pikachus live. They live in the Pikachu Trailer Park.
Pikachu Trailer Park?
Oh, God.
Wow.
God.
Yeah.
Cooking meth in that trailer.
See if you can find Walter White or Jesse Pinkman in there with hanging out with Pikachu and Pichu.
Yeah, you see an unkempt Pichu looking like a little urchin, no clothes on, wandering through the trailer park.
Constantly scratching themselves.
Yeah, instead of blue, it's yellow.
Yeah.
Feet falling out.
Other Pokemon news, Pokemon Gold and Silver are heading to the 3DS VC the 22nd of September. So if you haven't played those games, they're going to be there for you to download.
Yeah.
Still my favorite Pokemon generation.
Yeah. So, and finally, more Pokemon news. Pokken Tournament DX coming to the Switch 922.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Even though I don't have one.
Yeah, I passed on the Wii U version, so I'll definitely be getting in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, five new fighters, Let's see, 3v3 team battles, ranked and group matches. Supposed to look better, run better, all that.
Yeah. Well, it's got more power than the Wii U, so we'll just be able to leverage that a bit and make it look cleaner and run better and turn on some more effects.
Yeah.
It will be the Pokken tournament you're expecting to get. It just will look better. Yeah.
And along with that, they're going to do a tournament during E3, so that's the third tournament they'll have.
Yeah, they got one for ARMS, they got one for this. I don't remember what the other one was.
Splatoon 2.
Splatoon, yeah. Okay. Mm. Fable Fortune, yeah, we already talked about this, but it's worth a mention. It's going to be on Xbox Game Preview on the 11th of July. So if you, for some reason, want a collectible card game based on Fable, you could play this.
No. Sorry. No.
No, I really don't.
Nope. Just don't really want that. Yeah, so, yeah. What I do want is Mega Man Legacy Collection 2. Let's have more of that, please.
Okay.
Because that's coming out for PS4, Xbox One, PC on the 8th of August. So this was rumored a while back, and now it's actually confirmed.
Yep, $20, 7 through 10.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah, 7 and 8 were PS1 games. No, 7 was a SNES game. 8 was a PS1 game.
9 and 10 were
PS3, Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. 4 games for $20.
As well as all the extra content, the art and stuff that comes with it. Music player.
Hmm. Yeah, I did because like that the, about...
These collections are being made by glorious purists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like if you aren't good at the game, they offer an option for extra armor.
Yeah.
It reduces damage taken by half.
Mm.
As well as convenient checkpoint saves to pick up where you left off.
Mm. Also known as save states.
Yeah. And for hardcore players, there's new stage remixes and challenges and leaderboards for that stuff as well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like the way Digital Eclipse have been handling these collections. They've been well worth the money you put into them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they just keep going through this for the next few dozen games they've got for Mega Man. Cool. There's plenty of them out there that they can put in these collections.
Yeah, well, they can do an X, Mega Man X Legacy Collection.
That would be outstanding.
Yeah. So... That'd be awesome.
See if we can get to double digits on these legacy collections.
Well, there's
I would be completely okay with that. X.
Yeah. Well, there was a bunch of games on the GBA, like the NT and all the stuff, which weren't really worth playing. So hopefully they avoid those.
They released them on the Wii U, though.
Yeah. So, for some reason.
Yeah.
So, that's been the recap of the week's E3 splurge. We're not done because we're going to be back later after the Microsoft conference for our hot takes on that.
In about an hour.
Yeah. So
and we'll be back at midnight for the Bethesda one.
Yeah, well,
we're not do recording. Devolver Digital?
Devolver is after at 1 in the morning.
Do we really think there's going to be much worth covering? Well, that conference. I think they almost announced it in jest.
No, nobody will be conscious at that point. So.
We'll be passed out.
Yeah.
If I'm awake, I'm going to be streaming something. I'm not going to be watching that.
Yeah. Besides, Devolver Digital, they do a lot of those pixel art kind of games, a lot of roguelikes we're going to see. That's generally the kind of games they go with. So if they surprise us, we'll report back. But, we're probably not going to do another the podcast for those, unless there's something really that stands out.
Yeah.
I'll probably just cover it in a recap post.
I'll catch it on Sony's B-Reel.
Yeah. So, I think we got a show for now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, as usual, you can catch us on the Apple Podcasts Network. I've been informed that I cannot call it iTunes anymore. They want it to be called Apple Podcasts, and if Apple wants that, then that's what I have to call it.
Mm.
Otherwise, Tim Cook will come to my house and murder me. So,
well, I have him bring you a new MacBook on his way,
Yeah, he could bring me an iMac Pro. I'd be cool with that. So yeah,
save yourself $4,000.
Yeah. besides that, we're also available on TuneIn, Google Play, your favorite podcast catcher, Pocket Cast. I recommend that for $4. Yeah. I'm not affiliated with them. I just recommend it because it's really good. Mm-hmm. And your favorite RSS feed reader, if you happen to still want to use one of those.
Yay.
Yay. So, yeah. We will be back in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So do not be distressed if you see another episode pop up in your feed in one day.
Actually, now, whether or not we're downloading all the episodes, because we are going to be... Yeah, this is not going to be a once-a-week thing this week, so make sure you check your feed and download everything, or else you might miss something.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not we're all going to be on it is another matter entirely.
Yeah, it's probably going to be just whoever's available.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a rotating cast, because availability is going to be tricky. So, with that, I'm Philippe Lodinolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
I'm Chris Sologi.
And I'm Teresa Sammons.
And we'll see you in a bit.
Enjoy your E3, everybody.